Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. For one thing that is really important to me, when I think of wellness, am I well? I ask, what is the depth and closeness of my relationships? What's the depth and the closeness of my relationships? So key. So I don't think that you can be well if your relationships are unwell long-term. I think, yes, we can all live in our own little world, in our own little bubble, but wellness is social, right? The world's healthiest and happiest people tend to be fairly social people. Doesn't mean they're extroverts. They might just have one or two deep, close, intimate, friendly relationships. And those relationships really matter. Here's my practices at home and at work for developing close relationships. Number one, I do not expect other people to think or feel or experience life like me. It just isn't there. I don't think my team members should think like me or are like me. I don't think that my spouse is anything like me. She has her own universe of emotions and feelings. They're very different than mine. Trust me, way different. I think my family, my friends, is like, there's no, for me, demand that they think like me. It doesn't mean I don't get frustrated that we don't have a good relationship, or I don't like their communication, or I don't like something they said, or I feel neglected or hurt. We all have those things. The question is, over a period of time, do you have depth and closeness in that relationship? I promise there's a ton of things Denise, my spouse, she would say that she doesn't like about how I think or how I experience the world. And I would say the same about her. But the question isn't, do we like everything that we say? The question is there depth and closeness and intimacy in our relationship? And that only happens if enough times you realize the person is different than you. Different preferences, different hopes, different needs. Like, I'm probably needier than my wife is in terms of like emotional stuff. I just, the way I am. And you might be different than your spouse, your friend, your dad, your mom, someone who raised you. And if you're trying to cram the world with this expectation that they got to be, think, and behave exactly like you, that is where there is a ripping of that relationship. You got to let other people have their own life. And the more you try to control their life, the more misery you have. A lot of mental health is letting other people live their life, not trying to control everything. You know what mental illness is? When you feel like you must control everything. This is why we have terms like OCD, or we have obsessive uncontrollable disorders, where when you lose that control and everything has to be perfect to your expectations of what you want, you're ill. But we casually expect everybody to be exactly perfect. Oh, someone didn't say what you think they need to say exactly in social media, so you just jump in there with hate and you just destroy them and cancel them. What is the energetic exchange there? That's not something like hate is not wellness. Hate is a function and a form of illness. When you spread negativity or hate towards other people because they don't think or feel or behave like you, that's not adding to the positivity or the progress of the world. It's not empathetic or compassionate. It's not graceful. It's just being mean. And who wishes more people understood this day and age? I just watch people. I posted about this the other day on social media. I go, I don't understand how people have so much time.
to spread hate and negativity and cancel other people. I'm like, I'm too busy building things. I'm too busy leading. I'm too busy serving other people. I don't know where you get the time to sit there and just obliterate other people. And besides, what is that doing for your own mental health? Justifying your ego? Well, I know that might be a dramatic example, but are there ways in your life that you just expect the kids to be so perfect and to think like you thought when you were a kid and to treat people like you treated them? And when they don't live up to that expectation, you feel unhappy as a parent. You feel angered as a parent. What about at work? When you know you run your business and everything is on the line and you expect real excellence, you expect detail perfection because that's how you are, and the team drops the ball. How many days does that upset you? I always tell people, wellness is, again, a lot. How much can you release? It's like, oh my gosh, you think of all of my, you know, our teams, our clients, our customers, the odds of something going incredibly wrong every day are 100%. So every day something goes wrong, my expectation of how that would be, I'm like, let me do my release technique right now. Let me remember, they don't think like me. They haven't been through the same things I have. They don't have the same obligations. Of course, they're different humans. Let me not get mad. Let me adjust. Let me be flexible. Let me coach. Let me train. Let me adapt. Let me work with them to get towards where we're trying to go, even if they have a different style. In other words, I have incredible wellness because I let people do their thing. If you've ever worked with me or you've ever been in my events or you've ever been backstage with me, I let people do their jam. I'm very comfortable with people living their life, being who they are. I just don't try to put my little clamp around them and make them do what I feel they have to do. You know, that's why I think it's easy for me to be around diverse people all around the world. It's because I don't think they need to be like me. I'm like, let them do their jam. You know, people will say, well, but don't you have expectations of people? I'm like, oh, of course. Of course. But you can have expectations of people and not get thrown off when they continually don't meet them. Because I'm also, as Maya Angelou taught, believe them the first time. If they're like that, I'm like, oh, that's how they are. I don't have any hook to that. I'm like, oh, that's just recognition. That's how they are. Cool. I don't need to be around that. I don't need to be around to support that. And if they're angry and they're upset all the time, okay, I'm not going to let that energy come into me. How? That release practice, releasing the tension, releasing the energy, releasing those thoughts that are causing me to be unwell.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
I also think that a big secret to this, your advanced strategy, if you will, at home and at work, is finding out what do people love. If you think about everyone around you, what do they love? Do you know? What do they love? And how can you cheer that on or support that? Literally today, somebody, a friend of mine, reached out about a situation going on in the world that he wanted to support and was asking me for support. And it was a cause that I don't know that much about, but I know he loves this, and this is near and dear to his heart, and I can learn from it, and so I support it. I think of all the time, like, what does my wife love? Oh, she loves that, you know, that thing. She loves design. She loves that show. She loves these people. She loves this experience. Okay. How can I serve that up? Because if you serve up what other people love, or you honor it, respect it, cheer it on, support it in some way, the depth of that relationship becomes tangible. And now there's energy there because they feel the three things that everybody needs to feel. They feel understood. They feel validated. They feel celebrated to live their own life. So if you can understand other people, if you can validate them, if you can celebrate what they like and what they love, their obsessions, versus making them have to do what you do, life is so much easier. I'll tell you an example. Years ago, Denise and I started working together, and we had a podcast at the time, HVX Podcast. I think we did maybe like 10, 20 episodes, maybe. I can't remember what it was. And it was just super clear that this was not something that she loved. And we didn't love doing it really together the way that we thought we would. And it was like, let's call that. So we just ended it. Didn't worry about what people thought. Didn't worry about the business. Didn't worry about it. It was like, oh, that's not something we love doing together. Let's not do that. There's things that I love in my life, totally not her jam. Things that she loves, totally not my jam. But we cheer it on. We support it. And it creates that depth and that closeness of relationship. And if you don't have that with other people, guess what? You don't get to complain. It's your job to have that difficult conversation. It's your job to bring it up, to make a plan, to work through it, even if that takes weeks or years to shift your mutual behaviors in that relationship. Don't give up on the person just because they don't get you. Because guess what? It's not their job to get you. But if you want to have a graceful, deep, intimate, connected relationship, it's now time. What do they love and how can I support that? How can I let them be their thing? Let them, you know, fly their flag, be their weirdness and cheer them on in whatever way that makes sense because it makes them happy. What does your spouse, your partner, your coworkers love to do? You know, in my companies, I never am like, you have to be this role. I'm like, what do you like to do? First, always like, what do you like? Well, I don't like this. I want to do that. I'm like, oh, well, let's try to figure out a plan to get you more towards that. And that's always been my thing. Oh, you like that? You want to do more of that? Okay. And that makes a team feel heard and seen and recognized. And if they complain and they don't like something, then it's like, oh, can I shift that for them? Because that's their vibe. You got to figure that out.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.